And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name's Doug Peacock. I'm a wilderness advocate, defender of wilderness. I've written books like Grizzly Years, Walking It Off, In the Shadow of the Sabretooth, and a couple others. And my dangerous idea is forget about Habitat for Humanity. Just blow it off. Wipe it off your consciousness. What I'm advocating is we owe the Earth a fight to save habitat for all creatures, not just humans. These are the most dangerous times in the history of our species. Only once, 73,000 years ago, when a great volcano blew off, did Homo sapiens stand in danger of going extinct. They went through a bottleneck. Some people think down to the low thousands worldwide in Africa. Today, the beast of our time is variously called climate change or global warming. It certainly is upon us, and I believe it's probably already irreversible. And these are the most dangerous times in our history. We're going to go through a bottleneck of our own, I believe. And when we do it, we're going to take down virtually all the large animals, lots of plants. We don't know. It is the sixth great extinction, and we have caused it. We need to save the original habitat for human beings. Homo sapiens didn't evolve in cities or farms. We evolved in the jungles, on the tundra, in the Arctic, on the Great Plains, in the woodlands. We humans have known about global warming and where it's going for a long time. We haven't done a damn significant thing to stop it. It's like we humans have a collective Asperger's syndrome. We're brilliant, and we know how to make money. We know how to build pipelines and mine coal and burn fossil fuels. But like with Asperger's, we don't have the empathy to really care about the grandchildren of the world, including our own. We can't look down it and do anything corrective about our consumptive lives to protect the innocent of the world. With great droughts in Asia and Africa driving the Chinese into Siberia, where they're probably going to nuke it out, and all the fallout from that, we could lose 3/4 of the world's population. That is possible. I won't say how many decades, but it's going to be sooner than later. End of the decade is a better phrase than end of the century. We know from studies of combat units that once a combat unit loses 3/4 of its people to casualties, there's a paralytic psychosis that comes over people. Some thinkers think that human civilization itself is going to go. You know, the surviving world in 100 years, if there's any humans around at all, are going to be ruled by brutal warlords and thug-like communities. Technology will not bail us out of this one. It's not going to bail us out. We're going to pay the price. And saving wilderness, above all, it's the right thing to do, and it's also our own best chance.
That's Doug Peacock with his dangerous idea, and you can hear more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.